Leaders of both political parties have reached an agreement in Washington, D.C. on a $2 trillion bill intended to rush aid to businesses, workers, and a healthcare system slammed by the coronavirus pandemic. This is the largest economic rescue measure in American history. At the same time, a coalition of 16 attorneys general is urging President Trump to go much further, using the Defense Production Act to boost the supply of masks, respirators, and more for the fight against COVID-19. With us to discuss these and other pressing concerns is Congressman Fred Upton. His 6th district hugs Lake Michigan. Fred, welcome back to Stateside.
Well, always a pleasure to be with you. It's a crazy, wild and crazy time. We're all trying to make this thing work as best as we can. We knew it had to be bipartisan, and I'm looking forward to getting this package that the Senate has now agreed on to the president's desk without any changes.
So far, the southeast part of Michigan has been hit the hardest with COVID-19. How is everything in southwest Michigan?
So I've been reaching out to our folks quite a bit, late last night and again this morning. We don't have nearly the same number of incidences, and, you know, I was asking those same questions. Why is southeast a lot more than southwest? Obviously, southeast Michigan is much more dense. You've got a couple big universities there. You've got international flights coming in and out with direct flights to Europe as well as to Asia as well. But, you know, over here on the west side, we've got some pretty big companies with overseas operations like Stryker and Whirlpool, huge operations in Italy as well as China. We have a number of cases. Our providers are ready. We've got some identified cases. One of our hospitals is actually retrofitting a number of rooms, taking out the windows, the outside windows, and actually putting in plywood with holes with fans that will be able to ventilate that air out. To get ready for this, but they're all stretched. They're all short of what we call PPE, personal protection equipment. We're working with the governor. We're working with the vice president's office. We're working with suppliers. We've got a number of industries that want to actually make these masks and ventilators, a whole number of different things, and we're trying to make this and to connect the dots and make it work. But everyone's impacted. Southwest not yet as big as southeast, but you know we're who knows what to expect in the next day or two.
Right. Let's talk for a moment about the economic stimulus package. We hear it includes $1,200 checks for many Americans, creates a $367 billion loan program for small businesses, and establishes a lending fund to the tune of $500 billion that could be tapped by industries as well as by cities and states. Does that sound about right to you?
That's what's been outlined for us in a conference call that we had yesterday. And it appears as though our lenders, our banks, are going to be the ones at the front of the line that's actually maneuvering and being able to shuffle the paper right and get the money directly in the hands of the people that need that lending to try and stay open. So, but you're right. And, of course, the big question that I get everywhere, you know, as people hail me from across the street as we all keep our distance, about these checks, the Treasury tells us that they're going to be able to cut these checks literally in the next 2 to 3 weeks, getting cash in people's hands. So that's an important element of this package, and one that, again, the Senate hopefully passes Wednesday afternoon so that the House can either take it up later tonight or tomorrow.
We spoke with someone from the Michigan Retailers Association who said that her members appreciate economic stimulus packages but feel very, very wary about taking on debt in the form of business loans right now. They would like to see items like rent relief, maybe some help with utility bills. What are the odds of something like that happening?
Well, I think that it can. And again, we're all going to be exploring these details. It's my understanding that perhaps a good chunk of the loans can be little interest or no interest at all that can actually turn into a grant later on if that employer retains their employees. We also have another important provision. As you know, we've talked about this before, I'm a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus. This is a bipartisan group of 50 members, and we have four from Michigan, parts of that, Slotkin, Dingell, myself, and Mitchell. We had a conference call earlier this morning. We worked very hard the last week or so to include really loan forbearance or forbearance on the lenders as it relates to their loans that they have to small and large businesses. Now, one of the things that we were able to do is we're getting the regulators off the backs of the lenders for the next 60 to 90 days so that that won't happen, because we know that to recover, we're going to have these businesses open up again and to provide a workplace for their workers so that they can get a paycheck and continue to contribute to the economy. So that's a very important part of this proposal that the Senate has begun to move on Wednesday and the House to concur on Thursday.
Fred, do you think that more needs to be done to get the country through this right now? The president has been betting that the huge need for medical supplies and protective gear can be met, but he has to this point declined to try to nationalize factories or you know, otherwise try to move the production process along. Would you support the president taking greater action on trying to get medical supplies where they need to be?
We are all working on that. We know that there's a shortage of medical supplies. There was bipartisan legislation introduced that I'm a part of as a Republican earlier this week to help direct the president to see the production of some of these materials that are in really short supply, whether they be masks or swabs. We talked to the governor last night. There's a real shortage of swabs for testing, a whole number of different things. I don't necessarily want to nationalize these businesses. I'm not calling for that. But, in fact, we need, and a good thing is that we've had a number of companies here in Southwest Michigan that are actually looking to change their production to actually produce some of these things. I heard from a business in Grand Rapids, they think they can do masks. We've got a company that we think can do ventilators. Of course, we saw the Ford and GM's announcement earlier in the week as well. So it has to be all hands on deck. We have to be able to deal with this and save not only the lives of our health folks, those on the front line, but the patients that are coming in as well. So I'm hoping that there are more tools in the toolbox that we can utilize to be able to get this equipment. But is this, I think your other question is this the last step that we're going to do? Probably not. I think we're going to wait and see how the country responds to this package that's now moving through the Congress, knowing that there well could be yet another version to come in and help in the next couple weeks.
The president said he would love to have the American economy and American businesses reopened by Easter. Do you think that's the right thing to do?
Well, we'd all love for that to happen, but in all likelihood, it's not. I think you have to. We just have to wait and analyze where things are. The number of counts of those testing positive seems to be doubling every day or two. The number of deaths that are rising as well. We've got real hot spots in certain places around the country, and Michigan is beginning to near one of those hot spots as well. 400 new cases yesterday. So as much as we'd like that to happen, I think that we'll see what the evidence says, and it's got to be based on that.
Anything else you'd like for folks to have on their minds right now?
Well, I just want you to know, I mean, we're all working. You know, we're all working out of our houses. I just want to say to our Michigan listeners, our delegation has had a number, not a day goes by that I'm not talking to 8, 10, 12 of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, trying to work with the governor. I supported what she did in terms of her executive order earlier this week. We've got to get through this. We have to flatten the curve. We have to lower the personal contact that individuals have to break this cycle and hopefully emerge with focus then on finding a cure, finding a vaccine, the right therapeutics. We've got to have the resources to do that, and we have to have the resources to open up business again. And that's going to take a little time, but I can just assure your listeners that all of us, all of us are working to try and end this thing that really is more than a nightmare, that's for sure.
Fred Upton, Republican of St. Joseph. Fred, good talking to you. Stay safe.